Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
And that should make you feel good.
Feel good Friday.
And that should make you feel good.
What you call us with should make us feel good.
Should make you feel good.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, I am feeling good because we do have new phones. However,
I think that deserves a round of applause.
We have new phones. You know we've been having troubles with our phone. It's been not working very well. However, you got to understand this is my first time using this new phone.
From now, it might be operator error as opposed to equipment error.
Oh, it'll be 100% operator error. So I apologize if I hang up on you, Kid Nation. It's not my intent.
We're learning. That's a fancy looking phone.
It is, man.
All right, well, let me hit my first button.
Oh, are you nervous?
Yeah.
Go. Apologize in advance to the person that you're about to pick up, just in case you hang up.
Okay, I'm trying to pick up Mallory.
Okay, Mallory, we're sorry if we hang up on you.
Mallory, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yay! Mama, I can touch buttons.
You are officially the first caller on our brand new phone system, Mallory.
Hey, Mallory,
welcome to the show.
Forever will be there.
That's so special.
How does it feel? Does it feel weird?
Yeah.
It does, a little bit, yeah.
Why else are you feeling good today, Mallory?
Well, I think I have decided what I want to do with my life.
Yeah.
I've been in the medical field for a long time, and I started subbing on the side, and I have fallen in love with it. I think I want to be a teacher now.
Cool. So, you found your calling.
I'm really excited. Yeah, really? So I am on my way right now to work with some awesome third graders. And I actually get to work with my mom, too, which is pretty cool. So,
I'm so excited for you.
Mallory going from the medical field over to teaching kids. She's a double angel.
Yeah. Mallory. And she's hot because all medical and pharmaceutical sales chicks are extremely hot.
There you go.
Every last one.
That's a compliment from Big Al Mac to you, Mallory.
So, those are lucky third graders.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Good luck with that, Mallory. Hold on, let me figure out how to hang up now.
Do you feel like you've found your calling? That's a big moment when you know you're doing exactly what you're supposed
to
do.
Absolutely.
Right.
When you figure that out.
Do you think you're doing yours, Kelly?
I don't know. Am I?
if you haven't, it's a little late.
I mean, you should
feel
it.
It's a late in the game, but I can still shift gears.
It's never too late, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
I hope this is my calling.
You would hope it was that blatant of an epiphany, this is it.
Like Mallory's.
Like Mallory had it.
Yeah, it makes work a lot easier when you know.
Right.
Yeah. And speaking of teachers, I had my parent-teacher conference yesterday for my son.
How'd it go?
This one was my first ever actual real deal and an actual real deal school.
Yeah.
At the real deal. Not like those other schools here.
Because I did my daughter's preschool one, but that's preschool.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
This one, they're actually grading him and testing him, and it went so great.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It went great. My son is average.
And he's five. He's first five.
You know what? That's all you can ask.
I know it's funny, but.
No, but I love that you're just honest about it. Like, he's average and I'm thrilled.
Yeah, that's what she said. He's right along where he should be.
Yep.
He's learning to read just
not smart.
Because you were worried going into it, right?
Yeah, you're worried that they're not going
to... You don't want them to be the worst
class. Right, right. Average is great for me right now.
Yeah.
My parents hated average. I'm cool with average.
Yeah, average can be a good life.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing was the fact that they told me that he was so well-behaved and that he was a caring boy and that he was so nice to other kids.
Caring boy.
Yeah, like he's nice to other kids.
It's cute.
That's nice.
It's fun.
Parents want to hear that.
You don't understand. As a parent, that is the best thing that could happen. I was having a pretty rough day yesterday. I was feeling down. And that brought me so high.
Okay.
But see, for me, those kind of meetings were always like, really? My daughter helps?
Right. So that home they don't.
Behind after class and helps you clean up. What? You know, it's like, who is this child? That's not the one I bring home every day.
Luckily, I remembered how I was as a child, and I was the same way. I was really good at school, but at home, I was a little punk and didn't clean or do anything or help. So I was ready for that one. But yeah, and his teachers are so great. All the work they put in to just figure out how to teach kids that young. You think it's kindergarten, it's a throwaway year. No, man, that's a... it's pivotal.
And it's cool for the teachers to have a way with words, because the teachers used to tell my mom, he almost passed this test.
Right.
And I'm like, they're like, wow. I mean, you know, it's a glass half full, right?
We're doing Feel Good Friday here. That was my Feel Good Friday. My son had a pretty good parent.
Okay,
parent
I have one, conference. But like, it doesn't nearly compare to yours.
Oh, no, it's okay, Jenna.
I'm just feeling, little things make me feel good these days. I don't have a lot of big events going on. I packed 5 boxes last night to move.
For the move.
Yeah.
Moving in 2 weeks, I packed 5 boxes.
Man.
Look at you not procrastinating to the last second.
I'm telling you.
It's pretty good.
I'm a bad packer, though.
I should have had you.
I packed my kitchen. I'm not sure why I did that first.
Yeah, you're going to need all that until you move, right?
I don't know.
At least you packed something.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Whatever.
From the text, feeling good today because football season's officially over and I get a break from all the drama of being a cheerleading coach.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And this one's along the lines of football season. Feel Good Friday. Proud of my daughter for finishing her 5th season playing football. She played in middle school and now 3 years in high school. Very proud of my daughter, Marissa.
Way to go, Marissa.
Look at that.
Yay.
Playing football.
Football.
I wonder what position.
It doesn't matter.
There was that girl that the other day we were talking about that was a kicker that also was homecoming queen.
Yeah.
Remember that?
She won the game on homecoming day, which is really cool. Let's take a call here from Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
Okay, so we have been living in a little camper for a year now. And this weekend, we are finally going to put the application in for our trailer that we're going to buy. A double wide trailer, and I'm so excited. And this weekend is our anniversary. So
yay!
Yay! Congratulations, Tiffany.
There you go. Congratulations.
Hi, thank you.
Those mobile homes are so nice.
Right?
They are. Some of them are,
when
man.
I was growing up on Sundays after church, my mama and I, and sometimes my girlfriends, we go down to the mobile home lots and look at them. They were so nice.
I love seeing them when they're on the freeway, when they're moving them to a new location.
You can peek inside.
They make two-story ones, too.
They have two-story ones now?
Shut up.
Yes.
I did not know this.
No, they've had those for a long time.
Tiffany, you got a two-story one?
No.
Yeah. What are you getting? Like, what are your amenities?
The name of it is the Patriot. It's this double wide. It's really pretty. Like, it's got a beautiful big bathtub. It comes with all the kitchen amenities. Oh, it has like a craft room in it, in the washing machine room, and like, it's just so pretty.
Yeah. This isn't your grandmother's trailer. These are nice.
Yeah. A craft room? Yeah.
I've always wanted a craft room.
I know. And if you hate your neighbors, just find a new spot to move your house.
Get a pretty piece of land. You're set. Congratulations.
Well done, Tiffany. Have a wonderful weekend. That's cool. Oh, Lily's on the phone with us, guys. Hi, Lily.
Lily.
Hi.
Hi.
Big things going on at school today?
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
We have a veterans program, and we have Crazy Hair Day.
Crazy Hair Day is so fun.
Yeah.
How are you wearing yours?
Bedhead style.
Does that mean it's just all messy and up in the air, Lily?
Yeah.
Love it.
That's awesome.
What are you guys doing for your Veterans Day program? Are you singing a song?
Some are doing, like, I think the second graders are doing songs. I don't know if my grade is.
Oh, okay.
My grandpa's a veteran. My great grandpa's a veteran.
Oh wow!
And he fought in World War II.
Oh!
And he got shot twice.
Oh!
But he's still alive.
Wow!
Yes. So your grandpa's a hero.
Yeah.
Is he coming to your program today?
No, he couldn't make it.
Oh. Well, you'll be thinking of him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen where your grandpa was shot in war? Like, there's scars.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Whoa. Al. Because Al says he got shot but has zero scars.
I was grazed.
Okay.
I was grazed.
There should be a scratch.
Lily, have you seen the wounds? What kind of question?
The scars. I asked if she saw the scars. Lily, you have a wonderful day at school today.
She's so cute.
And thank your grandpa for his service.
Yep.
Let's keep it going here with Colton. Colton, big weekend for you, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Big weekend.
What are you doing?
So my girlfriend of a couple months now, we are going down to her parents this weekend in Houston, and I'm going to meet them for the first time.
What are you bringing? Are you bringing something?
I don't know. I might bring some wine. I know her mom's really big into wine.
Bring something for mama.
Bring flowers for mom, too, you know?
Always been a clutch thing. You got to bring something.
Yeah. Colton, you're going to do just... Are you nervous, dude?
I'm a little nervous, but I'm also really excited because I like this girl a lot. So
bring a couple cigars. You and Dad can go out in the back and smoke a cigar. Yeah, that'd be cool.
But feel it out though first before you bust out the cigar. I'll be like, how do you feel about cigars?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
if you had a traumatic experience, yeah. one.
Yeah. Well, you can ask his girlfriend; she might know.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Colton. Good luck, man. Let us know how it goes, buddy. Man, that's a big deal when you meet the parents.
Oh, boy. Gosh, I remember going to meet my college boyfriend's parents. I had just wrecked his car, and I hadn't met him yet. So I made this huge gift basket, and it had, like, this delicious, like, fancy red wine in it. And I took it, and the mom, she was so nice. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I just love, I mean, I love white wine. Is this white? I'm like, and I'm sorry I wrecked your son's car.
Yeah.
But it at least made for a really good story throughout the time we dated.
You laughed
about
it.
Something, because even if they don't like the gift.
Right, it's a gift.
It really is the thought that counts.
Yeah, you tried. Naomi, you're going to go to a pretty big house this weekend, huh?
It's actually going to be on December the 4th.
Well, what are you doing then?
My daughter is going to be performing with her school chorus. She's in the fifth grade, so she's super excited whenever we first heard about it. But then yesterday we found out that she was going to be the one doing the solo.
Where at?
This is going to be at the Governor's Mansion.
Ooh,
whoa,
fancy.
Your daughter's doing the solo.
Fancy.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so she's super excited. And on top of that, she got her progress report yesterday, and she's still making straight A's. She's always been a straight A student. But also, we found out that she had two art projects in the fair, and she won first place on both of those.
Man. JC's kid is average.
Yeah, my... It sounds worse when you say it.
That's so great.
Well, he comes from me and I'm average.
So that makes me so happy.
Yeah, for a family of average. Nothing wrong with that.
I think it's awesome.
Kasich, it's cool to be average.
Very cool.
Yeah. I can say that, but you can't.
I'm sorry, dog.
No, you can't. It's funny.
I had to say that.
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, 99% of parents feel the same way.
Yeah.
My kid's average.
Right.
It's great.
That's all we want, Jenna. We just want you to be
that's
average.
That's all you want, man.
All I ask is you.
I'm average and keep them off the pole.
Just don't embarrass me. That's all I'm asking, please. Good luck with that, Naomi. Thank you for your call. Oh, we got a dad, proud dad over here.
All right.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, yeah, I'm actually really, I have four kids, I'm single income. I just got yesterday a phone call for a job offer for the most money I've ever made.
Thank
so
you.
I'm really, and they're looking to start me like next week, so I'm really hoping everything
nice.
Falls
that's
through. Because
so
I mean, like
exciting.
I said, with four kids, with one income,
yeah.
Oof.
I bet, Dan.
I can't imagine, yeah. That's so tough.
Now, how many of your four kids are average, Dan?
They're all not average in their weird ways.
All right.
We'll take it.
Well, congrats on the new job, dog. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Thanks, man. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, man.
That's our Feel Good Friday right there. Keep those coming.
Yeah.
Use the hashtag Feel Good Friday.
Get them up on the text.
That's the best feeling.
Yeah.
Getting a new job,
right?
Making more money.
Yeah. You can finally breathe a little bit better.
So much. Yeah.
Hey, we got to get into this new music that's coming out because Taylor Swift finally dropped an album on us.
All right.
And we'll get to listen to some of those tracks.
Yeah, and then I'm going to make you smarter.
Uh-huh.
In a short amount of time. I'm going to make you healthier.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you another good song.
Woo! Okay. And we got a trip coming up in 15 minutes. How are we going to fit all that in? We'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That's what I like. All right, it is time for Jenna's That's What I Like. However, the main ingredient for That's What I Like is
Jenna, and she's not here.
There she is. Okay, I was microwaving. It's really hard to prepare food for you guys. I was microwaving today's treat, and I wanted it to be hot and fresh.
Okay.
It's a treat.
Yeah. It is a treat. Okay, I found... Let's start with the food so it's hot. It might actually be... Too hot? I timed this all wrong.
It's all good,
like
Jenna.
Trying to cook Thanksgiving dinner and getting the timing right. Okay, so this is a pancake in a mug. You know how you can buy the single serve oatmeal in these little cups?
Yeah, that's
right?
What I like
you
to get.
You just like put your water in, make it at work, whatever. So this is a protein power cake. So it's a healthy-ish pancake in one of these that you can like microwave at work, and it has 10 grams of protein and whole grains. So it's like a healthy-ish pancake.
And it tastes like a pancake and everything.
Oh my gosh. I had one. You guys have to share one because I already ate the other one. It's really, really good. Oh, surprisingly, I didn't bring syrup. I'm very ill prepared. It might be a little hot. Okay. It tastes like an actual fluffy pancake in there.
But
But it's mushy.
Yeah, I mean, it's hot right now, but no, it'll have a fluffy.
Like a pancake.
It's so good, you guys, isn't it? If you put a little bit of agave on there,
it tastes like a pancake.
I'm
the
sorry,
consistency is like a pancake.
I know, I'm shocked.
Power Cakes Unleashed.
Power Cakes Unleashed. Good. This is something I bought at Whole Foods.
I would find a way to make
so
it
you can buy. I'm sure you could order it online.
Maple
you can order
syrup,
stuff on Amazon.
Butter.
You can make it unhealthy.
It's hot. Isn't it good?
Very hot.
Ooh. I should have put some syrup. Sorry, it's hot. Yeah, hold on to it.
I should have blown on it more.
The pancake in my mouth, it just blows your mind.
I'm so glad you guys like
it. Yeah, it's good.
I'm sorry I didn't bring you syrup, but throw some honey on that.
Huh.
It's good, though.
I'm the last one holding it.
Yay.
Yeah, that means Kelly's going to eat it all.
That means we're not going to get any more.
Yeah.
You want another bite?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
It's good. It's really good, though.
So moving on to something else I like right now. Doesn't everyone want to have matching pajamas with their dog?
Maybe for Christmas.
I feel like my dog judges me when I get him dressed up.
He judges you?
Yeah, like he's like, why are you doing this to me?
I know this isn't for everyone, but it's funny. I'm considering it. A lot of people have sent this to me, so thank you. But there's this company called Fab Dog. And you can match your dog.
You can make, okay.
So matching human and dog holiday PJ sets. So a little plaid pajama set for your dog and also for you.
Could I possibly get, like, my dog's a Chihuahua, so I could get Chihuahua print, and then can he get a human face print?
Well, right now I just see flannel selection.
Just flannel selection?
Like it's cute flannel PJs. I mean, actual legitimate flannel PJs, like a human would want to wear, and then just, like, a little one for your dog.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that's this a cool is a really idea. Great gift for someone in your life that loves their dog.
Yeah.
Hint, hint, hint.
Well, let me write that down.
Bab dog.
So you already wrote down something else for her, then.
I did. It was
a trash can. I don't want...
Yes.
Okay, I do. Actually, I'm moving.
Jenna, you wave your hand in front of the thing and it opens.
I take everything back.
Yeah,
I'm moving.
Great,
I love it.
I'm just giving myself options.
Okay, Fab Dog.
Fab Dog. Got it.
Really great. Okay. I really like this.
We're doing That's What I Like with Jenna. She's bringing us everything that she's gotten really into this past week.
Yeah, I'm going to start turning this into just a Christmas list. just things that I like for you guys.
Well, that's literally what it
Very
is
smart.
Right now.
It kind of is. Yeah, but not this. This isn't on my Christmas list, but I told you I would give you guys something to make you smarter. You talked about this in the yesterday when you were reading news stories. You're like, there's just so much news out there and we miss stuff. Or maybe you read news and you just see something about, like, let's say you hear that Senate is doing a new tax plan. Okay, none of this makes sense. What does it have to do with me? How is it going to affect me? Well, I found this new app. It's so cool. It's called Skim.
Alright.
With two M's. S-K-I-M-M. Just like you skim a book to try and get the gist of it. This helps you get all the information from various news sites online and read them in a way that kind of pertains to you. So there's an app for it. They have a website. So it will just kind of summarize stories in the news, ranging from, okay, Apple says it's fixed the eye problem and how to fix it.
The question mark with the A in the box?
Right. Something really quick. And so it'll explain how to do it. So that's a great piece of news. Yeah. And then how you can fix your own iPhone problem. Or like I said, about the Senate unwrapping its tax plan, it'll say what's going on very briefly, because some of that stuff's really complicated to understand.
Yeah.
What's going on, and then how it affects your life.
Okay.
And in a really succinct way.
Yeah, because they said in one issue of the New York Times, we get more information than people in the 1800s got in a lifetime. So that is perfect for us.
I mean, we spend, us on this show, because of what we do, disseminating information, we spend a lot of our time reading. You know, reading headlines, tidbit news. So if you want your own tidbit news, you're going to feel smarter when you know a little bit about a lot. That's my motto in life, to know a little bit about a lot of things.
Okay.
And this will help you. Skim. I like it. I've just had it for a couple of days, and it's helped me out a lot. And then now let's do a song.
Okay.
Have you guys heard of Kehlani?
I've heard the name.
She's a little famous. She's not totally unknown because she has a hit song with G-Eazy you've probably heard.
That's why.
But she has this song that just came out a couple weeks back called Touch. She's R&B. She's super cool. To see a lot of her. She's had a big year. Kehlani. K-E-H-L-A-N-I. Kehlani.
touch.
All right.
Is that that's what I like from Jenna right there?
That's it. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm out of breath bringing you guys that pancake. You like that pancake?
So good, Jenna.
Yeah, we got a pancake in a cup.
I got the rest of it.
We'll post them all up at KidNation.com in case you missed any on Jenna's list. She'll have another. Are we going to have a Kids edition?
Yes.
Because we'll be on Kids next week.
You want it to all be kids stuff?
That'd be cool. Because the kids are going to be listening.
Because you know me, I'm an expert in kids stuff.
I say you keep it to that.
Yeah,
what you
I
like.
Got it. I'll keep it appropriate.
Perfect. Hey, we got your new music that's coming out today, including a little rundown of Taylor Swift's new album with Nick Adams here, our biggest Taylor Swift fan. But first, we got to give away this trip to Florida. It's time for Trip a Day to FLA.
Yeah. You've
got your fun Florida fact here. So if you know the answer to this question, you and a friend will be on your way to Florida. Your question for today, your fun Florida fact. This rapper's TV project fixes up South Florida homes and is already filming the upcoming 8th season of his TV show.
Mm-hmm.
This rapper's TV project fixes up South Florida homes and is already filming the upcoming 8th season of his TV show. If you know that answer, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Maybe if you don't think you know the answer, at least guess. No, we're taking guesses until we get a winner.
Rapper.
Just like that.
Project. Okay.
Uh-huh. South Florida. All right. Boom. 8th season.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. And now let's get into some new music. Now, before we launch into Taylor Swift's, Eminem's new song, Walk on Water, is going to be released in about 3.5 hours. He's performing this Sunday on the EMAs. I think that's the European Music Awards, the MTV ones in London. So they've been seeing him practicing, at least, or rehearsing. And next Friday, his album's going to drop. That's for Eminem right there. And if you're a big fan of BTS, Al, I know you love BTS.
Yeah, the British Transportation System.
The K-pop group, Big Al Mac.
Oh, yeah.
We've been trying to get them to America for months.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even years. And they're actually going to be performing on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Oh.
Yeah. Tickets to go to that performance already gone. They're also going to be performing at the American Music Awards. That's going to be filmed at the Microsoft Theater on November 19th. And then the show is going to be taking place for the AMAs on November 15th. So they're going to be here for a while, for basically an entire week. And they have a new remix with Steve Aoki and designer Panda. That's dropping on November 17th. So we're getting our BTS finally in America.
All right.
On TV twice, and finally a song on November 17th. But the long-awaited Taylor Swift album is officially out. And here's our Taylor Swift expert, Nick Adams.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Hey,
man, you sound manlier than usual.
Yeah, Nick,
right,
married
now
with a baby, well, biggest Taylor Swift fan in the office.
Yeah,
I am. I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah.
And I'm such a big fan. I haven't bought her album yet because I'm waiting until after work to go to Target to buy the deluxe edition of her album.
Why didn't you pre-order?
I mean, I guess I could have, but I still wouldn't have been able to get it until after, and then I'd have to wait for it to be delivered to my house today. Yeah. So I'll just go to Target and buy it myself.
And he's still a dude. We procrastinate. That's what dudes do.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and so there's two different editions that you can buy at Target of her Reputation album. Mm-hmm. And so they're kind of similar but kind of different. You get the album plus a bunch of bonus stuff. So there's not any bonus songs on the album, but you get a big magazine, a 72-page magazine. You get paintings. You get a poster. You get handwritten lyrics and different pictures and poetry and stuff like that.
Now, if this is sold out at all the Targets, are you going to drive around the city?
I guess I'd have to. But Targets, I think I saw that they opened at 8 in our area, so maybe I'll leave here in just a few minutes. And
What if you had pre-ordered it and it was delivered to your house in the UPS truck with Taylor Swift's picture on the side?
I mean, it'd be a dream come. Yeah, it'd be a dream come true, right? There's nothing better than that.
What do you love so much about Taylor?
I just like that. I think for the most part, she's a pretty positive person.
Okay.
I like that she doesn't have to be crazy, flaunting sexuality all the time. I like that. I think you can be sexy without being provocative. I think she's good at that.
Let's get to some of the songs. This one right here is ready for it. We've heard this one. It's been out. Doing a little rapping on it. She also has a song with Ed Sheeran and Future called Endgame. Nick's not feeling that one so much.
I'm not.
So you've already heard all these tidbits.
I've previewed them, but meh.
How about I Did Something Bad, Nick? How do you feel about this one right here?
It's fine. It's good.
I've be a grower.
Can I give you a little fan theory that's circulating the internet right now?
About this one?
Yes. Well, it's about the first half of her album. So track number one is Ready For It. You just heard that one. And then all the way to track number seven is called So It Goes. Fans think that this is about how the media perceives Taylor.
Oh.
So the songs are going to be a little bit more dark. The songs like Look What You Made Me Do, like this one, they're darker, right? Darker feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last eight are about Taylor's real personal life.
Okay.
That's where you get the sweeter songs about the personal relationship.
First eight,
like
dark, and just mm-hmm. going at people like, don't blame me. Yeah, a little attitude. This one's, the next one's seven on the track listing. Nick was talking about it, So It Goes. So these are the dark sounding ones. We got Gorgeous. Is this where it starts getting light?
Yes, this is where it's lighter.
Okay. Okay, now what? There we go. I can't say anything
to your face. Okay.
We also got Getaway Car. I like this song.
Couldn't even tell that song changed.
I mean, she does have her sound for the album. You could do a nice mix to it. King of My Heart, who's that about, Nick? Who do you think?
It's probably me, I think. It's about her biggest fan, Nick Adams.
Out of all these songs that you, because you haven't heard the whole song, which one's your favorite?
I love Gorgeous, one that you played a second ago, and I love Call It What You Want, number 14.
This one's the one.
Is
next,
this what you think is going to be the big hit?
Call It What You Want?
Call It What You Want. I love Call It What You Want.
All right, let's take a listen to that one. I love how Nick's so into it.
I love Call
It. I love it. I do. It's great. It's kind of rappy, rap singy-y, but it's not so much. I don't like it when she's kind of rappy in the beginning album. Yeah.
I like it. Call It What You Want. We're going through some of Taylor Swift's songs on her album. There's 15 of them. The last one on the album is called New Year's Day. Oh, it's a nice little slow, happy song.
I can tell that it's gonna be a long road.
I'll be there if you okay. Toast to the so she slows it down for the very last one. From what Trey was telling me, his favorite is Dress because it gets a little sexy. Take it up. Oh, yeah. Hey, ooh. Taylor Swift! So we'll, we like that one right there. That's Taylor Swift's album, Nick. Good luck finding the deluxe edition.
Thank you. Yes, we've been waiting for 3 years for this, since 1989.
Wow.
So it's finally here.
All right, buddy. Mm-hmm. Well, you go get that thing. That's your Taylor Swift new music update right there. Go get the album. It's going to probably sell like 2 million copies, they're saying.
The first week.
The first week, yeah.
Yeah.
But we do have to give away this trip to Florida. We have a question for you. This rapper's TV project, Fixes Up South Florida Homes, is already filming their upcoming eighth season of his TV show. That's the answer we're looking for.
Yeah.
Hello, Sarah. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
You get to answer this first.
I'm almost embarrassed that I know this, but by the way, first off, I love all of you guys. Jenna, you're amazing. Kelly, I watch your podcast every day.
Thank you.
Big Al's just hilarious.
Uh-huh.
And
thank you, babe.
Grace, I follow your kids.
Thank you.
I'm embarrassed I know this, but it is Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice is correct.
Yay. Girl says she knows.
Oh, yeah. Tell her where she's going.
I do.
There was not a doubt in her mind. Girlfriend, I don't know who's special in your life, but you are going to the Western Cape Coral Resort at Marina Village. We're going to fly you and that special person to Florida on an airplane for 4 days and 3 nights. I'm talking about sweeping water views, world-class.
I'm shaking and crying because my husband travels for work, and we never get any time together because when we're home, it's like football for both boys. And he literally got in at midnight last night.
You guys need this.
Time, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, you need to get a sitter for the weekend.
That's awesome. We are so excited for you. You even have a complimentary water taxi that will take you directly from the resort's marina to nearby Fort Myers Beach. And complimentary bicycles and a 4-day car rental when you get tired of pedaling.
There you go.
Thank you, Visit Florida.
I might come back with a broken hip or something.
Nah, don't fall off the bicycle. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Sarah, you have a blast with your husband. You deserve this getaway. Hold on for us. Let me see if I figure out. We got new phones, so I got to make sure I put you on hold correctly. We got more trips next week. Where are we going,
Jenna?
We
do, yes. Trip A Day is going to continue. We're just changing up the spot. And next week, it's trips to the Sheraton Bay Point Resort in Panama City Beach.
Right.
Look at that. We'll do it again. Same time, 7:40 Central is when we're playing Trip A Day to FLA.
And we'll be in FLA.
Yeah, at this time next week.
This time next week for the Kids Kids Trip. We'll be doing the show live from Walt Disney World next Friday.
Just like that. Just sneaks up on us.
Yep.
Coming up next, Ross Lynch. Got a movie out where he's playing Jeffrey Dahmer, so he's going to be giving us a call here. Hopefully, we'll chat with him about that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's time for Tidbit News.
An alleged bank robber in Georgia learned a hard lesson after being arrested by police. If you rob a bank, don't go outside and volunteer to do a television interview. Police in Lawrenceville
learned that lesson the hard way, huh?
Police in Lawrenceville, Georgia say Eric Rivers is the man that they've been looking for in connection with 5 attempted bank robberies, two of which were reportedly successful. He robbed his last one a couple of days ago. Then he went down the street and this reporter stopped. Hey, can you want to talk to us about the traffic? And he did. He took off his bandana and his stocking cap. And because he had rolled it up on top of his head.
Yeah.
And he said, sure, my name is blah, 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 whatever his name is. Said his name. And they have him on camera. Of course, he's been robbing banks.
Oh, my gosh.
They went to his house and got him.
Did you see the guy that robbed people at this donut shop?
No.
And he took, their cell phones, and then he gave each person a donut? I guess because he felt bad.
I'm always so curious. That's why you choose that place, because you know a donut shop probably doesn't have tons of cash.
No,
right.
Donuts are so, unless the fancy donut shop, they're pretty cheap. So I don't
maybe
understand.
He just really likes the smell of donuts, fresh donuts.
Get me in the mood to rob.
And since we're doing a little tidbit, right now scientists have trained a computer to solve crimes. And you know how they did it?
Mm.
They had the computer bench watch CSI, which helped them, help the artificial intelligence learn how to recognize clues and suspicious behavior.
Mm.
So there's no word if this is actually going to help or used in real cases in the world. But yeah, they had the computer watch CSI. I don't know if it was Miami or New Orleans or which one?
Computer watched actors?
I guess. I mean, don't all the clues basically fall on their laps in those shows? It just happens?
I have a tidbit.
Okay. Yeah? Okay, go ahead, Jenna.
I found a Chrome, for if you use Chrome as your browser, there's this extension that replaces all, Harvey Weinstein. If you want to replace Donald Trump, you can choose some polarizing figures in the news right now, and it replaces their photo anywhere it shows up on your internet browser with pugs in space.
Aww.
They call it a safe place, space pugs.
Aww.
And so, I'm on the Daily Mail right now, and it's a story about Harvey Weinstein, and anything that shows up like sexual assault, and it's pugs. The photo's replaced with pugs in space. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Especially when you get tired of seeing all these gross men's photos everywhere. You just hit download and it's replacing all the photos on every page I go to.
I think my wife would like that, but if we could replace it with that picture of Cristiano Ronaldo from yesterday that he put on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
He got a new, he's got jeans out, Kelly.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of him shirtless wearing the jeans. And I'll give him that. The jeans are cool. And his little boy. And all I can hear my wife in the living room saying is, I would just crop the little boy out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's over there fawning all over Cristiano Ronaldo. Look,
so
he looks great.
He has a lot of kids going on.
But I'm in the house. Say that when I'm not home.
She's not bothered by his excessive grooming. That bothers me about him.
About Cristiano Ronaldo?
He's a very handsome man. He is a very, don't get me wrong, but he overgrooms.
Now, Cristiano Ronaldo is one of the biggest soccer stars in the world.
Highest paid athlete, yes.
His eyebrows. You know he does all that stuff.
I think
just
he wears oil.
The oil.
I think he wears oil on the pitch. When he's out there with his shorts rolled up.
Wow.
I don't know. I think he's very attractive.
You hear that, guys? Kelly says, do not overgroom.
No, I've always said that too. You cannot trust a man with better eyebrows than your own.
It's too much.
But you would hook up with Cristiano Ronaldo even though he's got the most.
I don't know.
I wouldn't only because of all those prostitute stories. I followed him for a long time because I was a soccer player, so I know too much about him.
Well, when you have all the women in the
you
world.
You know who I love that I've been following? If we're talking about rich athletes.
Who?
Louis Hamilton. Lewis Hamilton.
The race car driver?
I've been watching nothing, isn't he?
I don't care. He is so cute. He is so nice to his family.
Tiny. Isn't that the one that used to date...
Lewis, Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think he was Lewis rumored Hamilton. To dally with Rihanna. He's dallied with a lot of stars. I don't know. He's stars.
Dilly.
He's dallied. He hadn't dillied, but he dallied.
He definitely dillies. And also, we did new music already, and we told you Eminem's coming out with his album next week. We went through the Taylor Swift album. We told you BTS is going to be on TV.
Yeah.
Also going to be on Ellen, I was told. Okay. So Jimmy Kimmel, Ellen, and the award show.
Yeah,
they're doing the circuit. But Sia's got a new song coming out, and it's called Snowman. Sia just released a picture of her butt on Instagram because...
That's all I can think about while I hear her sing. Just her butt.
The butt?
Yeah.
Yeah, because somebody was going to do that, so she said, before you do it, I'm going to do it.
There you go, Sia.
I'll let you release my butt, not release my butt.
Good for everybody to see ya.
Does this pass your Christmas song test, Kelly? Or do you need more jingle bells?
It's got the...
Yeah, it's got the piano.
It's sort of... But I just see they're just throwing out all these songs that sound nothing like Christmas. Nothing. And the lyrics aren't even that Christmassy. And they're trying to label it Christmas music. Everybody's trying to get that next Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas is You. Everybody's, that's the brass ring. That's what you're shooting
for.
We're
not going to get it. Nobody.
I mean, somebody eventually has to. I mean, she did.
Bieber came close with Mistletoe, though. I'll give him that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Warning to parents, if you have any little kids and you think you're having a nice conversation with a grown-up, and there's no way they could hear what we're talking about. They're listening, apparently. And we caught this. We had our friend over. My wife's friend, Tori, came over. And Jenna, you know Tori. Tori's that cool friend.
Yeah.
She's super funny. Even her throwaway comments are hilarious.
Okay.
And all the kids love her. And this could be dangerous if you're coming over to our house, because when my kids like you, they'll start talking about poop and tooting, and they'll get really loud and obnoxious.
Yeah.
You know, because they want to show off.
Feel comfortable, yeah.
So Tori made the mistake of telling my kids that she was really in with Santa Claus.
Uh-oh.
And that she knows him personally.
Yes.
So my daughter went all in on Tori. She wanted to talk to her and hang on her, and that became her best friend. So Tori started asking her about what she wanted for Christmas, and I'll send it over to Santa Claus and all that good stuff. And I thought, I'm just going to turn on my recorder just to see how my daughter acts, because she was acting goofier than normal.
And plus, you got to take notes.
And we got to take notes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Just in case.
So this is how it went down.
We got Chloe's list. You ready to look over your list? We can send it to Santa right now. Okay, you got LOL dolls. You got a pumpkin that talks. And what's the other thing you want?
A new LOL.
An elephant. And then what does your mom want?
Boobs? New boobs?
She wants new boobs? Mom, let's tell the world. Actually, can you call Dr. Schwartz?
The whole world needs boobs.
The whole world needs boobs.
Chloe, what does Papa want?
New boobs? Please.
All right, I'm sending this to Santa Claus.
I need a butt toy.
Jason, his list is more...
You already have a poop emoji stuffed animal.
I need a new iPad for myself.
A new iPad? You're 4.
Hey, guess what? I want an iPad, too.
I want a pink one, iPad.
I would love an iPad.
Yeah.
I want a pink one. I want a pink iPad.
I would like the new iPhone X, but here we are.
I guess my...
So, has Kinsey been wanting to get a little
boobie
readjustment?
That was news from... Because when she said that, I was like, oh, that's hilarious.
She has great boobs. Why does she want new boobs?
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, after a while, you feel like maybe you could go back in for maybe something bigger, tighter, perkier. I don't know.
I was thinking Chloe just heard that at preschool or playing around with her friends. And Kinsey tells me that later on, she was talking to her neighbor, and they were just talking about girl stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought up that she wanted... And Chloe was just running around, and I guess she must have picked this up.
They hear everything.
They're freaking vacuums when it comes to information like that.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. I remember taking out my half-siblings, Dylan and Lucy, out to eat. And Lucy was like... four, five. Uh-huh. And I had this whole conversation. I was talking with my best girlfriend about something at work, something really funny about Kelly Raspberry and that whole story about it, an inappropriate story she had told, basically. And then my stepmother's name is Kelly. Uh-huh. She's like, yeah, Lucy was going on and on about you talking about me and this story. I'm like, no. No. So funny. She didn't even, yeah. They don't even say anything to you at the time. No. They're just soaking it all in and then they just spit it back out.
All my wife said is she mentioned that she would like her boobs to be a little, to get perkier. A little bit lift. And that's all she mentioned. She's like, it was literally 1 second.
Kenzie has perky boobs.
Yeah,
they are.
She's got great boobs.
Yeah, she does.
What, Al?
She does.
No.
He's allowed boobs. To say that.
She's got great boobs. What's wrong with me telling you your wife has great boobs?
Why are you going for an octave?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Nothing wrong with it, then you want to go high pitch on it.
We were just talking about the bar the other day. Like, Quincy's got great boobs. All the guys think so.
All the guys at your bar are talking about...
Okay, I tried to get her back.
Yeah, you can't get Al's back after that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So I saw our producer, Nick, walk by outside, and I was wondering what he was doing, because he's normally back there. And
on the phone.
Yeah, he's on the phones. He's helping White Cheddar with the show. And
maybe he was taking a smoke break.
He doesn't smoke.
He told us what he was going
to
do.
He's a very healthy guy, but he said he wanted to get the Taylor Swift album, but I thought he was going to wait till afterwards.
Yeah, he said he was going to go when they open at 8.
Yeah, why were you outside, Nick?
I went to Target. And I got the special editions of Taylor Swift's Reputation. Unopened. I was going to wait. You guys can open them if you want to see what's all inside.
I'll let you do it.
So it's in a magazine?
Yes. Yeah, so there's two different volumes of this, and it's in a magazine. It looks like a magazine.
And you had to get both of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I couldn't decide. And I was like, well, a real fan's going to get both. So I got both.
So the CD is inside the magazine.
Correct. The CD also with each different edition has a few different things like poems. Or posters or lyrics.
Fabulous.
Poetry.
How much? Mm-hmm. Fabulous.
They were each $20.
Okay.
They were each $20. And, I mean, yeah, it looks... I walked past the stand because I was looking for more of a CD-looking thing, but this is a legitimate magazine.
I love
it's 72 pages. Hand that to Kelly. She can open it up.
I needed to go... Why didn't you tell me you were going? I would have gotten to get one for my dog.
Well, you know what, Kelly? Sure. Don't worry. I did use my Target card to save $2.75.
You're welcome.
From the Target card.
Yeah, but you convinced me to get one. My daughter.
This is awesome.
And I was there. There was probably four or five other people there, too.
Girls
and,
or guys?
All girls.
Of course.
And they were all buying both of them.
Really?
And one asked to the group that was standing there, you know, picking out the CDs. Wow. She said, should I get one or both of them? And we all said, get both of them. And she said, okay.
So people are dropping $40. I mean,
how much was your Miley hoodie?
$100.
There you go. Right. And you didn't get a CD.
You didn't get music with
it. But that's a Miley Cyrus hoodie.
Yeah. Nice. This is so nice.
She's such a genius.
What a nice.
Because she sold two albums to each person there. So that's why she's going to sell 2 million the first week.
Right. There's 72 pages on a few of them. It looks like it goes through each song, and she has the handwritten lyrics to all the songs.
Cool. I don't want to bend the pages. I feel like this is
something we might want to get and never open up type thing.
It's like collector's edition. Pictures of all her cats, of course.
What are their names again?
Olivia Benson is one of them.
Look at Nick knows.
That's the most famous one. I don't know the other ones.
Wow. Nick knows Taylor Swift's
Meredith. Meredith and Olivia.
Oh, maybe that's right. Yeah. It's like Grey's Anatomy's characters.
But I think this could be like back in the day when you used to collect comic books, but you didn't open them. You could probably do this with the Taylor Swift.
Yeah. No, you could.
In like 20 years.
If you're all about making money 20 years from now, but why wouldn't you enjoy it?
I always open those baseball cards and ate the gum.
Yeah.
I know, I did too.
Nick may go back to Target and buy two more to not open.
I'm going to need to get a second coffee table so I can have two different coffee tables displaying my Taylor Swift CDs.
Wow.
I love it. Thank you, Nick.
Sure.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Can I have that back, please? I don't.
You thought it was for you, Kelly?
Are you going to get it?
Yeah, it's good show bit and all, but I need that back.
Hopefully, by the time I get off work, I can go grab a couple, yeah.
They're probably going to... That is so cool. That is not anything like how I expected it to be.
What does a CD, an entire CD, because I haven't bought one
close
for a long
time.
About the same price.
Yeah, on iTunes, it was $13.99, but the physical CD was $16.99 at Target. So for $3 more, you get way more stuff if you're buying the actual CD.
And that's what a magazine typically costs, right? About three bucks.
Yeah.
Well done, Taylor Swift.
Good job, Taylor.
Look at Nick.
She's brilliant.
Both
marketing
of them.
Genius.
Brilliant.
Marketing
like a champion. Kelly, you're doing a 5K this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You're dreading it.
I'm dreading it. Why? I just am so mad at myself for signing up for it.
You beat yourself up, but you're in decent shape.
You are. You've been running more than you ever have.
I'm going to get it over with. Alan decided at the beginning of the year, the night before New Year's Eve, because we were doing a New Year's Eve party, we went to dinner and did a bucket list for 2017, and he wanted to lose 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. But he said, I know if I write down lose 10 pounds, that's lame and I'll never do it.
Okay.
So he said, I want to run a 5K, figuring I'm training for a 5K, I'll drop 10 pounds naturally.
There you go.
Well, he's not trained at all. And I'm like trying to be a supportive girlfriend at the time. I'll do it with you, honey. And so me.
Because you're trying to get that ring.
But once I write, that's what it was. But once I, you know, commit to something, I have this horrible habit of following through. So now I've got to do it.
That's
I'm
a good habit.
So
you know.
Mad. I don't want to do it.
Well, you have
and
to.
Now people are hearing that I'm this runner, and they're asking me to do other 5Ks.
Because
and
you live stream your runs.
Because I'm holding myself accountable. I'm like, this is me doing it.
Kelly,
the only reason I'm doing it, because I know if I don't hold myself accountable, I'm in danger of not doing it.
Yeah. You popped up on my, you know, on the search page on Instagram, and it said for runners, and
no,
it was your picture.
I'm not a runner.
Fitness category.
Yeah, for fitness people.
Yeah. I'm not a runner. I'm a hater. I hate it.
You're a runner, Kelly.
But I did it yesterday, and I was so upset because I'm doing this couch to 5K. I'm so behind on it. I like took a week off and said, well, I better get out there. I'm running Sunday. I had to run 2 8-minute runs and a couple of 5-minute walks in between. 2 minutes left in my cool down after I've completed the whole thing, my phone died. Everything was erased. So it's like it never happened.
Oh, you know you did it.
And I know I did it.
Yeah.
I know I did it.
What's your body knows you did it.
My body knows I did it, all right.
What's your target time?
I don't have a target time. My goal initially was to run it without stopping.
Yes.
But now I don't care anymore. I probably will have to stop and walk a little bit.
It's 30 minutes.
Pace yourself.
But I found out that other people do that. Other people do stop and walk for a minute.
Absolutely.
I didn't know. I thought the goal was to not... Like marathons? Do people stop and run?
No.
Run the entire marathon.
Not the professionals. See, what happens when you're running, and this is what happens to me.
Split it up with friends, you know?
When you stop running, it becomes so much harder to get running again.
Yeah.
See, I haven't found that to be the case, but I'm also in this Couch to 5K app. You run for 8 minutes, walk for 5, and then start back.
Uh-huh.
So in that 5-minute window, you're good.
You can lose more weight when you start and stop because you're bringing your heart rate down and back up.
That's obviously not happening with me either.
I need a nap in the middle of a run. That would probably inspire me to run.
Yeah, I need a snack.
Yeah, snack or a beer.
And Alan's doing it. Are you guys
doing it?
Is he going to be the type of husband that runs it with you, or is he going to leave you back?
No, we'll run together, I'm sure. I mean, I'm assuming. We've never done this before. We've got a couple of other friends running with us because this is nothing to them because he's an Ironman competitor.
Oh. What?
Right.
Yeah, you're running with an Ironman?
They won't see him.
Yeah, you won't see that dude.
He might trot with us. He'll probably run backwards, run ahead, run back. He'll probably be one of those types.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the whole point was I had to find one before the end of the year because 2017 is coming to a close. And so I found this one. It's a nighttime run. And now I have to pick up my race packet today. And they're recommending we all wear headlamps.
Oh, my
God. You're going to
wear a lamp?
I'm just going to follow the herd of other people wearing headlamps. I'm not going to go buy one. And at the end of it, we all meet to go drinking. There's a drink at the end.
On a Sunday night?
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm having my drink at the end of that.
That's what everybody does. The commercials I see, everybody's finishing up their marathons and drinking a
Michelob
Ultra. Yeah, that's what I drink.
Ernie and I one time did a Jingle Ball run, and it was at night.
That's your buddy, right?
My buddy. He's a trainer. And we actually took like a fifth of something. It was cold. So we're
you're drinking and running?
Yes, while we're running.
It's never worked well for me.
I mean, it was cold, JC. I'm not lying.
A fifth?
It was like Jack Daniels or something. I don't know what it was.
I'll talk me into doing that 10K. Mm. My first time when I started working here, you were like, let's do this Thanksgiving run. You know, it was so cold.
Yeah.
It was what? Over 6 miles.
Well, not if you take the see, this is the trick. On Turkey Trot, at least the one here, there's a certain point. I think you get like a mile, maybe 2 miles into it, and there's there's a sign that says continue on with the 8K. Or whatever it is, 10K, or make this left, and you go to 3K. I'm like, falling back. I made that left, girl.
You duped me into doing that. And you
did the whole thing?
Yes. Yeah. Because when I get drawn into something just like Kelly, I'm going to do it.
But we finished at the same time.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Was Al the reason we did the mud run that one time, too?
Yes. Al made us do the mud run, and I got spider bites everywhere. It was 6 miles of obstacles in the mud, and then I had to get hosed down by the fire truck. Oh my gosh, Al, you dupe us. That's why I'm done.
Sucks.
I'm
so
done.
Bad.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And then at the end, we see Al just walking like he skipped half of it.
He did
to
not.
The finish line.
You did not, yeah. You didn't finish it, did you?
No. I'll go back and finish it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.